Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shan. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I was calling to file a claim.
Right. May I have your social?
418-15-7566. But I have a question. Can I haven't worked since March, I think, 16th. Can I go back that far or...
No, ma'am. We won't be able to backdate your claim. No, ma'am.
Because I know I was in I ain't worked since March 16th, and then I know around, like, the middle of April, I was in a car accident. So, and I'm still hurt, but I was just coming and telling me I could do all my unemployment. So I'm not going to be able to do it.
No, ma'am. You won't be, We don't backdate claim, so no, ma'am. I won't be able to backdate that claim.
Okay, so I'm not gonna be able to do it at all, right?
I mean, you could file, but as far as like backdating it, you know, if you want to receive funds, basically from the last day you worked, we're not gonna be able to do it because the time frame for you to file is, you know, it's in the past, so.
Yeah,
I won't be able to complete that task. Yes, ma'am.
How long is the time frame?
You have, well, basically from your last day of work, you have until, like, that time frame.
Okay, like within a month.
Yes, ma'am. Because, yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
You go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just telling you, you know, I apologize, but, yeah, it won't even allow me to backdate it. So I won't be able to do it.
So if I can still do it now, I can I?
Yes, ma'am. You can file your claim. May I have your first and last name?
Brittany Brown.
Right. And may you repeat that social for me one more time?
It's 418.
Mm-hmm. 4-5-7-5-6-6. So that was 418. You said 4-5?
Yes, ma'am.
And then 7-5-6-6?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your first and last name one more time?
Brittany Brown.
All right, Ms. Brown. Your date of birth?
12/22/1995.
And your mother's maiden name?
My mom, LaShondria Brown.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
All right. And do you consider yourself disabled?
At the moment.
Okay. Did you serve
on... Like, at the moment, or...
I mean, I'm not sure what this question is just referring to. Like, I guess you could say at the moment.
I refer myself as disabled. You know how to feel.
Yes, ma'am.
But like, I do have a cast on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
From when I was in the
accident. Okay. All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, not me.
Or what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I think 11th.
11th?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
You have an Alabama state ID?
Yes, ma'am. All
right. And what is your ID number?
Oh, I don't know the ID.
All right.
Hold on. Is it
4431. All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
I use the card because I don't know what my... I ain't got my direct deposit information.
All right. And what's your mailing address?
1622 Levine Road, apartment F7.
You said apartment F?
7.
F7, okay. And Levine is
L-E-V-E.
And that's Road. That's apartment F7. Mm-hmm. And what city is this in?
Mobile, Alabama. 36605.
You said 36605?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's the same.
Has your address changed in last year?
And last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really. It's the apartment unit thing.
All right. And what's a good contact phone number?
251-458-6456.
All right. And the address is 1622 that's Levine Road, apartment F7, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1359 South Ann Street, 118 Miggins Drive, 2611 Alabama Street Southwest, 3312 Broadview Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
You said 1359 Ann Street, South Ann Street. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Based on your background, in what county is 1775 Webster Park Station? Bibb, Covington, Houston, Lamar, or I have never been associated with this address.
What's the address again?
And it's asking, in what county is 1775 Webster Park Station?
I don't know what that is.
So you've never been associated with this address?
Mm-mm, I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right. Question 3. What month was LaShandria born in? In December. I'm sorry. I apologize if I pronounced it wrong.
Are you fine?
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. I don't do fraud.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
What that mean? Like? What that mean?
You said what does it mean? Have you had a job with the federal government?
I mean, I worked at Walmart and Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it wouldn't be considered the federal government.
Okay.
Did you, that's basically like you, if you worked, you know, like on in a VA hospital, or if you work like in a courthouse, that's considered the federal government, that type of job.
Oh, I'm scared of
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Not me, I'm not doing
All right. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
that. What that is?
It's a trade readjustment allowance. If you don't know, it's okay. It'll be no. And what was your last day of work?
More treatment.
You said March?
Yes, ma'am.
March the 16th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll make sure I put the correct day. And yeah, I just have to inform you, you know, we still won't be able to, you know, backdate. But as of this week and forward, when you file your weekly certifications, that's the benefits we, you know, they'll be going off on. They won't be able to backdate it back to your last day of work during those weeks.
Yes,
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? You said no.
No, ma'am, because I got the case on my own.
Okay, and I just have to read you the pop-up. So, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and if conditions exist that prevent you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. You want to go with yes? I could change it to
I
yes
don't
if
know
you
what
want.
you say what, ma'am.
I said, where you do you want me to change your answer to yes, or you want me to keep it as no? Be
What
because
was the
basically,
question?
the question was, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? I know you said no. I know you
Yeah,
said
I'll say yes, because I
so
can
say
use one model.
yes. Okay. And do you work for yourself, own the business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Sure. Yeah, I am, but I ain't going overnight.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Not me.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Not me.
All right. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
My 25.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Team.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Don't know what that
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Not me.
And what was your job title?
It
Mm-hmm.
was on a regular location.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation? Would you like a job with being a cashier?
Evening. I like being a teacher. But at Wendy's, I was the chicken leader too, but I dropped down to it. But I was the chicken leader for like 3 years, and then I went to Walmart and was working being a cashier at Walmart instead of then I had came back to Wendy's at the pool.
So which one was your last job, Walmart or Wendy's? Wendy's. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I was there for like a minute. Do they count? Because when I was with the news, I was there for like a month. I said, when I was with the news, I was there for like a month. And then I had been working at Walmart for like a year.
Miss Kim, so the way it's gonna go by your last employer. That's why I wanted to ask, which one was your last employer?
Okay.
Okay. And when did you start working at Wendy's?
When I went back to Wendy's.
All right. And do you in what city and state was this in?
Mobile, Alabama.
In Mobile?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And was it on Airport Boulevard, Government Street, or Cottage Hill Road?
I worked at Cottage Hill. When I was with the new one, on 90.
What's the name of that street?
On Highway 90.
Highway 90?
Yeah, you can. But I did work at the one on Cottage Hill too, though. That's when I was at, when I was in Tina, and I went to Walmart.
So the last one you was at, it was the one on Cottage Hill when you started back? And your last day work was on the 6th, March the 16th?
No, it was the one on Highway 90. The one that they did this year.
All right. All right. And have you received
you
card? I see you.
Okay.
And it is 54 I-5, right? Highway 90?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, make sure I put the right one. All right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Great. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit? Mm-hmm. Were you discharged?
I was discharged.
And what was the reason why you were discharged?
Because they were very meaningful. The manager's like, every time he's dead. And they like, and I was telling, and they got mad because I told them, like, yeah, talk to people how y'all want to be talked to, like, don't curse at people and stuff like that. And I got in trouble for this. Ran to my mouth.
You said you had told your manager.
Yeah, because she was cursing at me. She don't have to curse.
Yeah.
Like, how can you tell me to do something, I'll do it. Talk to me how you want to. I can talk to you however you want, however I want to, and I'm trying to write you up, and you ain't gonna come back. I said, okay, man. That people are crazy.
What? And what is the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
What's that like name? Her name was Betty.
Was she? She was a manager.
She was a restaurant manager.
All right. And what date were you informed of your termination? Was it March the 16th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? What did she tell you when she terminated you?
She told me I was out of line. I shouldn't have said that to her.
Okay.
And she told me I was out of line. I shouldn't have said that was disrespectful. I shouldn't have said that to her. And she told me that I couldn't come back.
So you were told that you were being disrespectful?
Yes, ma'am. But I don't see how. But we all gone. I don't think she likes me anymore.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Man, I just don't go back. I just started looking for something new.
Okay.
I tried talking to the store manager, and she was like, I don't know what happened. I did not, and I left her in charge, and I just left her alone.
Okay. All right. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Ma'am.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Basically, you want them taking taxes out of your unemployment?
No, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to provide you with a four-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
You say a PIN. Hold on. Let me get that. I have to put it in my phone. Hold on. Okay, what's the name?
It's 6695. 6695.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
The following
what
instructions.
I use it for?
Ma'am?
What I use that PIN for?
When you, I'm going to give you the phone number that you're going to have to call every week, but you make your first call Sunday, and it's going to ask you to enter in that PIN number, and after you enter it in, it should give you an option to change it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
You say Alabama Works.
Mm-hmm. Works with the S.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's my login for
this? You could create one. And it's alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay, alabama.gov. Okay.
And only thing you have to do on their website, you just have to go on there and update your online resume. But if you fail to do so, it may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. Okay.
And if you choose to file your weekly certification over the phone, the phone number is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so Sunday.
Okay, so next Sunday, this is my day?
No, this Sunday. I was saying Sunday.
Okay.
That's when you call.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
You said 4524? Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted either by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Brown, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.